Donnie is calling from Inwood. Donnie, you're on the fan. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Mr. Mizer? How you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm actually getting by, you know, in this weather. I just had a couple of questions because I'm really having a dilemma with my team, and I'm trying to put in the best people that I could possibly put.
You've come to the right place.
I know I did. That's why I called. So I have one wide receiver spot, one running back spot, and one flex spot. I have Will Fuller, Golden Tate, DeMarcus Robinson, Jordan Howard, and Adrian Peterson.
Okay, Adrian Peterson?
Yes.
Do you have Breida?
No, I do not.
Get him.
Okay. I got you.
Get him and you win.
Okay.
And by the way, is that Will Fuller the fifth?
Yes.
And is that Golden Tate from one of our favorite New York teams?
From my favorite New York team, of course, the Giants, baby. Woo!
And get rid of Adrian Peterson.
Get rid of Adrian Peterson. Okay.
Because he's 100 years old. That's enough already. And nobody wants to give him any carries.
Yeah, I know. That's the upside. But the only thing that they're playing Miami.
By the way, did you hear what sources have told Yahoo Sports?
No, I did not.
Well, let me tell you, and then you could tell some of your friends. Sources told Yahoo Sports that some NBA teams are doing scenario planning for the $116 million salary cap for 2020 to drop by as much as 15% due to situation between NBA and China.
Yeah.
So tell your friends that, okay?
Okay, I got you.
All right, and good luck with your fantasy.
Thank you. Do you think I should put in, who should I put in for, so you're saying I should start Jordan Howard?
Yes.
And Will Fuller?
Yes.
Who should I put in my flex? Diggs, Golden Tate, or Adrian Peterson?
Golden Tate.
Okay.
Listen to me. Golden Tate. Listening. You want to know my fantasy?
What's that?
Sophia Loren.
Them that we still got it.
I don't know about it. Well, yo, Adrian, I would take over. I would take Adrian from Rocky more than Adrian Peterson. Anyway, and so would Bob Huser. Somebody called me, wanted to know about some fantasy players that he should select.
And it all comes at the right place.
That's what I said to him.
Absolutely.
And he did. He wanted to know about with everything. About Adrian Peterson, Will Fuller.
Nice.
Is that Will Fuller the fifth? That's a lot of Will Fullers.
I plead the fifth.
And he's really good. I know that.
Absolutely.
And do you do fantasy?
I do.
Oh, you do? Do you have Will Fuller the fifth?
I wish I had. I do not.
Yeah, I know, because I read it. That's how I know the name, because the guy runs up a storm.
They have a good quarterback down there, too. He had a nice game.
Where was this?
That was Deshaun Watson.
Oh, how about Deshaun Watson?
How about that?
What did he throw for 5 touchdowns last Sunday?
You know.
No, because I saw the highlights. Yes. I mean, he threw for 5 touchdowns, and he had a bad week the week before.
Yes, it's you. Come on. You're sandbagging us. You know about this fantasy stuff.
No, you bring it up, but nobody else has brought up Deshaun Watson. Who had a better offensive weekend in week 4, Deshaun Watson or McCaffrey?
Nobody. Well, McCaffrey's been incredible. I mean, if you've got him, he's been on a roll. But, I mean, Watson, that was just sensational.
Yeah.
Different deal. You got the quarterback position is the scoring involved, a little different for a quarterback than from a running back. But if you have McCaffrey, you're in pretty good shape.
Well, he's all-purpose. I mean, everything is like close to 300 yards running
right.
And catching, and he had an 84-yard touchdown, didn't he?
I have somebody supposed to be like that, Alvin Kamara. He's kind of been...
New Orleans.
Yeah, he's not slumping. He just hasn't been putting up the points that, like, a McCaffrey is lately.
Right. McCaffrey went to my favorite school.
That's right. That's right. He has a brother who plays in Ann Arbor, too. You didn't know that.
No, I did not. I learned so much from
That's
you.
Right. You're a fantasy guru.
I told the guy my fantasy is Sophia Loren. 1-877-337
Hitting that target audience again.
I don't know about right now, per se, but certainly when I was a kid. Listen. All right. We know from Ansel Lacan.